You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, the Purple Heart is the nation's oldest military award, introduced in 1782 as the Badge of Military Merit by General George Washington. Now, Shelby has been added to the directory. Before we jump in, we're excited to highlight Heart of Ohio Athletics. Alyssa Slowey, owner of Heart of Ohio Athletics, shares a bit about the history of the business.
My name is Alyssa Slowey. I am the owner of Heart of Ohio Athletics, and we are located in Belleville, Ohio. So we opened in January 6th of 2020. Of course, right before COVID, so it was the worst time to ever start a business. Definitely a challenging time, but an exciting time until it was more scary than anything. So we started out in a very small space. It was about 2,000 square feet and just not much space at all. We ended up having 150 kids our first month of running classes and everything. That's when I realized I really needed to find a bigger space. So we started on the hunt for that while we were still open. And then after 2 months, we ended up having to close down. And that was pretty scary for me. First-time business owner. I have all these interested students for classes. And then I wondered what was going to happen. Am I going to make it through this time? Am I going to fail? But really for me, at that point in my life, like, failure is not an option for me. This has always been a part of my life. Gymnastics has. And I never saw myself doing anything else other than what I do right now. I started coaching at 15 years old. I coached at Gallagher's Field of Dreams. And then I ended up coaching for Spirit Ohio for 12 years. And they ended up closing down when I was pregnant with my first daughter. She's now 6 years old. So during that time, I only did choreography. I coached and all that. And then they closed down kind of out of nowhere. And so even before they closed, I had many people telling me, you need to open your own gym. This is your path. We know this is what you need to do. But I was also in school at that time to be a physical therapist assistant. And so I went off and I was a physical therapist assistant for 5 years. And I liked it. I loved being with my patients. I loved caring after those in the nursing home that I worked at and the hospital that I worked at. But it just wasn't fulfilling to me in a way that I wanted to spend the rest of my life. So after I was done being a physical therapist assistant, I was actually let go because of the Medicare changes and everything. And they had me down to about 10 hours a week. And then it was nothing because they weren't covering costs and whatnot for therapy. So at that point, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Here I am pregnant and I'm not sure where to go from here. And my husband looked at me. He's like, you know, you just need to open the gym. I was like, well, how are we going to do that? Because it costs a lot of money to open a gym. And he put all of his savings into my dream. And here we are now. So thank God for some motivation from my husband, as well as him believing in me. But from going from a small sanctuary to we now own the whole building. So it was the old Darden Center. And now it is Heart of Ohio Athletics. But we right now have 370 students come in a week. We've served over 2,100 students in the last 4 years. We have high school cheerleading come in. We have college cheerleaders come in. From having nothing to as far as experience from our athletes, we have, as of last year, we sent our girls to regionals, and we have 43 regional titles. And those are also top 10 out of the region 5 in gymnastics, which is Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky. So girls who have never competed before, they're now in their second season and are winning regional titles is outstanding to me. I never dreamed that would happen in my second year with a team. So as far as what inspired me to do this, Again, I coached since I was 15 years old. I did gymnastics as a child as well, from 8 years old till I was 11 and a half. I went from the very beginner level, and I was pushed to top level, which is level 10, in those 4 seasons. But really, what inspired me was just everybody else's belief in me. I feel like gymnastics really, it gives you so much confidence in yourself. Gymnastics is all about failing and then fixing it. It's how am I going to make this skill better? But it translates into real life as how am I going to make my life better? Like, what can I do different? What can I fix? I'm going to own what mistakes I do, but also I'm going to fix those mistakes. And I mean, again, most importantly, my husband believed in me. So that really inspired me to go through with everything. And obviously the love of the sport. I have a huge passion, very deep passion for the love of gymnastics. Test your physical abilities, but also your mental capabilities. I've had so many kids come in and their parents say, I see a growth in my child like I've never seen. And it'll be after the first month. And it's not just like one kid, like a handful of kids will come in and they're nervous and they won't talk to an adult. And I even had one parent say, we were going to have to take my child to a psychologist because she just wasn't coming out of her shell. You know, she's 7 years old. We didn't know what to do. She started cheer. And then they were like, we saw a whole different kid. And so just seeing that, I mean, that only owning a gym, it only deepens my passion for the sport, just to see everything that it does for a family. You know, it not only the kid, but the family, their school life, their confidence in their artwork, you know, anything like that. It really just grows confidence all around in their life.
You can find Heart of Ohio Athletics at heartofohioathletics.com. And if you're a small business owner eager to share your story, we'd love to hear from you at sales@sourcebrandsolutions.com. Now our feature story. The Purple Heart, introduced by George Washington in 1782, is the nation's oldest military award. In 2023, former Shelby Mayor Garland Gates discovered the Purple Heart Trail during his travels and saw an opportunity for the city. Since he was nearing retirement, Gates proposed the idea to the city council and enlisted Councilman-at-Large Stephen McLaughlin to lead the effort. McLaughlin, with help from local historians, passed a resolution on May 20th declaring Shelby a Purple Heart City. The ceremony at the Shelby Justice Center included representatives from the Military Order of the Purple Heart Chapter 1974 Findlay Post, Shelby American Legion O'Brien Post 326, and Boy Scout Troop 406. In December 2023, Christina Yetzer-Drain and Cindy Jones from Shelby Oakland Cemetery's Wreaths Across America group offered help. McLaughlin said, quote, they were working on a wreath project and were doing research to get a list of folks that had passed away and that had earned the Purple Heart. Their efforts identified 70 local recipients by examining tombstones. Additionally, Rich Eichinger compiled a list of over 200 soldiers from Shelby and the surrounding area who were killed or wounded in action or died in non-combat service. Mayor Steve Shagg expressed gratitude to Councilman McLaughlin, saying, quote, thank you for the work you've put into this. It seems like we've been talking about this for months, and it's great to see it come to fruition this evening. Following the resolution, the flag ceremony took place outside the Shelby Justice Center. Dawson Grove performed taps to conclude the ceremony. Shelby also received a Purple Heart Special Recognition Award and 2 road signs to display at city entrances at State Route 61 and State Route 39. Shagg said, quote, I hope that when folks pass by that sign, they'll also remember that it's the men and women who've served our country and sacrificed for our country that have literally paved the way for the freedoms and liberties we enjoy as Americans today. The Purple Heart Trail, established in 1992 by the Military Order of the Purple Heart, honors those awarded the Purple Heart Medal. The trail originates in Mount Vernon, Virginia, and extends across the country to California, spanning 45 states and Guam. Signs mark designated sections, varying by state, to honor military service members and their sacrifices for our country. For the full story, click the link in our show notes. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that Tanner Buchanan is an actor from Ohio? He is best known for his roles in Designated Survivor as Leo Kirkman and in Cobra Kai as Robbie Keane, Johnny Lawrence's son. He started his career in 2010 with Modern Family and has appeared in various TV shows including Grey's Anatomy and Girl Meets World. Buchanan's film debut came in 2013 with Jake Squared. He starred in He's All That in 2021 and appeared in The Hyperions in 2022. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Arlene Cooper. Arlene was born in 1939. Throughout her life, she embodied loving kindness and generosity, driven by her faith in Christ. After graduating from Mansfield Senior High School in 1957 and attending the University of Michigan, she pursued a nursing career at Mansfield General, Nationwide Children's Hospital, and Long Beach Memorial Hospital, where she met her husband, Clyde. Married in 1969, they raised four children in Dayton. Arlene's nurturing spirit shone as a school nurse, mother, and grandmother. Her love for nature, music, and family defined her life. She is survived by her husband, their children, and 11 grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Arlene's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.